Welcome to the next episode of Trail Talk SA. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us today. And thanks for all the feedback after last week's episode with Ryan Sands. Gee, I'm feeling the love. It's amazing. Thank you so, so much. You can keep it coming, by the way. podcast@trailtalksa.co.za is the email address. You can also follow us on Twitter, Trail Talk SA, or you can like us on Facebook as well. Just look for Trail Talk SA on Facebook. Coming up on this week's show, there was a trail run in Limpopo, the Nedbank Save the Rhino Trail Run, and I'm really chuffed that we've got the winner of that race on this week's show. Lucky Mia chatted to us. Also caught up with a guy by the name of Cornel Buerta, who is the club captain for the trail running club at the New Balance Multisport Club down in Cape Town. Chatted to him about the programs and stuff that they sort of do around their trail running club in Cape Town. They're doing some amazing things. So if you live down there and you're looking for a group to run with, I would seriously suggest going to check out the New Balance Multisport Club. And then I also caught up with Pippa Mullins, who is a registered dietitian with a specialization in sports nutrition. Just to chat a little bit about nutrition when it comes to trail running, what you should be putting in your body, what you shouldn't be putting in your body during, before, and after the run. So that's all coming up on this week's episode of Trail Talk SA. Let's get straight into it. Well, there was a new race on the calendar this past weekend out in Limpopo, and really chuffed to have the winner of the race on the show this week. Welcome on to Trail Talk SA, Lucky Mia. Welcome, Lucky. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Lucky, tell me a little bit about this race this weekend. It was a two-day trail run. It's a new one, sponsored by Nedbank. It's all about saving the rhinos. Tell me a little bit about the 2 days. What were the sort of trails like, distances and that sort of thing?
Yeah, on day one, it was a 27Ks, but I think it was a little bit longer with about 2 kilometers. It was quite challenging, but not that tough because there was a long hill at the beginning and some rough section, but it was awesome. I did enjoy it a lot. Yeah.
Okay, and then day two, what did day two consist of?
Most of day two was flat and ran almost on the sandy place, and it was flat actually, so even the times were fast because we have to push. There was nothing which was holding us. Yeah.
Sounds amazing, and obviously out in Limpopo, so it's really, really out in the middle of nowhere. Lucky, tell me, how did you get into trail running?
You know, I think the first off-road I did, it was in 1998. Now, I don't know whether you know about the Harrismith Mountain Race.
Yes.
Yes. It was the first one I did, and I did like to run off-road a lot. So when I came to Gauteng, I did a lot of road races until I heard about the trail series, which was winter and summer series. That's where I started. I went back again to the trail running. So I won both series, both summer and winter series. I think it was in 2009. So from there, that's where I focused a lot on the trails.
And you've obviously loved the sport and very involved. You started your own trail running club as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
No, actually it's not a trail running, it's a road running club. Yeah, but some of our members are doing the trail also. So it's something that I love. So that's why I'm doing something, you know, to other people, to help them with training also. So it's nice to do trail running because it's quite a tough thing. So I almost enjoy tough things. Yeah.
Sounds cool. Lucky, if folks want to sort of get in touch with you, where's the club based? Do you guys do sort of weekly club runs and training runs?
We based it in Strand, you know, Leondale. So we're doing our club runs every Saturday and Sunday at 6. We normally start at the Leondale Lyre School, and for the trails, we do a lot of our trails at the Klep River Nature Reserve. But we only go there maybe twice a month. Yeah, it's just I can't just say exactly when, but if you account, you'll get information from.
Okay, and then how can folks sort of get in touch with you if they want to find out more?
They can always call me or find me on the Facebook. My number is 082-887-9596. I'm available at all times to help or to clarify anything that they might want to know.
Right, and then you're on Twitter as well. What's your Twitter handle, Lucky?
Yes, it's Lucky216Mayor.
Okay, I'll pop.
So they can also, yeah.
I'll pop that onto our website too. So if folks want to check it out on the show notes for this episode, we'll pop it up there too. And then Lucky, what's next on the cards for you? Obviously a great win this weekend. What are you looking at next?
The next one it will be the Noom Noom. I think it's quite a tough one down there at Mpumalanga. It's on the 3rd of August. So I'll be doing it for the first time again. So I'm actually looking to go there, enjoy myself, and push hard as I can.
Fabulous. And that's all what it's about, I guess, is going out and enjoying it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think my big race would be the Otter there on the 21st and 22nd September, which I really, really want to go down there and do well, because last year I came fourth, so I just want to go improve my results there as well.
Well, we'll be holding thumbs and sending best wishes from Trail Talk SA. Lucky, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, one of the things I love about running is running clubs and just the social aspect of it and that sort of thing. And on a road running sort of scale, there's tons of running clubs around, but maybe not so much on a trail running side of things. And I came across the New Balance Multisport Club and got hold of the trail running club captain, Cornel Buerta, and he's on the show with us this week here on Trail Talk SA. Cornel, welcome onto the show. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cornel, tell me a little bit about what you guys do from a trail running club perspective. Obviously, as I said in my intro, I mean, from a road running perspective, the club scene is massive. But a lot of people want to get into trail running, but they're not quite sure where to go and who to speak to. And you guys seem to have that sort of formula worked out, and it's going quite well for you guys.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you know, the thing is, you know, a lot of us are actually road running athletes, but, you know, we're more like nature kind of persons. And, you know, the thing is, people are always scared of going to trails. They think it's very technical and stuff like that. But, you know, our approach was, you know, we wanted to, first of all, get people used to running on dirt instead of running on the road. And then take them gradually into the more technical stuff and so forth. And that's what we're trying to do at New Balance, you know. So not converting road runners into trail runners, but some people are just, they do not like running on the road. So we actually want to give them an option as well as, you know, to run in nature. And yeah, that's what we do.
And you guys are based down in the Cape, which, I mean, you've got some amazing trails down there. Tell me a little bit about the club. Where do you guys meet? Where do you run from?
Yeah, basically we have two sorts of runs. We have a midweek run. You know, when we started out, we only had this one place called Magic Forest. It's like a forest with a little bit of single track where we used to run. Not the most safest place. So I went to negotiate with some of the farmers in the nearby, you know, in the local on the local farms, and they opened up their farms to us, and you know, every Wednesday we have four venues. We actually go to different farms, and we actually run on the farms itself. And you know, staying in Cape Town is we have some of the most beautiful mountains, including Table Mountain, obviously, in our backyard. So on weekends, then we actually go out onto the mountains, and we take our club running there. And yeah, so obviously, running on the farms is quite easy because it's not that technical and it's not high up in the mountains. But you know, when we go into the mountains, you need like more safety gear and those kind of things. But we always have you know, the option, we always have the slower, shorter option and then the longer, faster option, you know. And, you know, we try and, you know, keep these groups together for safety reasons and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of people actually want to get, you know, into trail running, but, you know, running in the woods and in the forests and stuff like that, you know, staying in South Africa, it's just a dangerous thing to do. So this gives, especially women, you know, the comfort of running with, you know, in a group in a safe environment and, yeah, to stay fit and enjoy nature that way.
Sounds amazing. Pace-wise, if somebody's listening to this and maybe they're just getting started out, you mentioned slower and some are slightly better. You've obviously got different pace groups.
Yes, yeah, sure. As I said, it's you know, it's all our weekly runs. We normally try and have three groups, you know, for the real beginners and the unfit people. You know, we can't expect of them to run, you know, obviously, because the terrain we run on is much more difficult than the road. You know, we have... we call it Stairway to Heaven at Bloemendaal, that goes up very high, you know, those kind of things. So we generally in our client cover for the short group, like a 5 kilometer route, and then for the more fit people, 7.5 kilometer, and, you know, for the fitter people, we try and cover like 10 to 11 kilometers in an hour. So, yeah.
Sounds brilliant. Cornell, tell me, how can folks get in touch with you to find out more about what you guys do?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're a closed group on Facebook. But people can, you know, go onto the website, www.newbalanceclub.com. And my contact details are on there. Or they can, you know, email me at cornell@newbalanceclub.com. And, yeah, and they can feel free to come and join us. You know, we post all our, you know, all our runs on our website. And, you know, I always say people, you know, people send me mails and say, so I have to be a member and whatever. You know, we're a club, a very social club as well. And, you know, we invite people to come and try it out and see if it's for you. You know, you have to be a member to come and join us for our runs. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to come and join us.
I love that. And so true. I mean, you'll find a club that you maybe don't get on with the people, or they're not sort of the people you normally sort of hang out with. But go and shop around, essentially. Go find a group of people that you're comfortable with. And by the sounds of it, what you guys are doing down there at New Balance is brilliant.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we try our best. And, you know, it's I think communication for us is one of the most important things. And that's what's making our club a huge success. You know, our Facebook page is wonderful. You know, we are a multi-sport club, you know, so we post everything on Facebook, and the people can basically choose what they want to do for the week. You know, it's like a recipe out there. You choose what you want to eat, and then as well as our website is just wonderful. We have our communication model is what's contributing to the success of New Balance Multi-Sport Club. I feel you know, with all our members, you know, it's a dynamic list, you know, of email addresses that we actually send newsletters out to. And if you're not a member, you won't get a email anymore. And as soon as you become a member, you know, so you're basically a virtual club, which makes things very nice. You don't have to physically be there. You know, you just do everything on the web. But when you meet the people in person, it's actually very nice, because we're a very social club as well.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Cornell, especially for other clubs that are maybe listening to this and maybe not growing as fast as they'd like to. Communication is the key. It's just keep everybody in the loop as to what you're doing, and they'll come. It's one of those things.
Yeah, no, it is.
Cornell, thank you so much. What I'll do is I'll pop all those contact details up on our website, trailtalksa.co.za, in the show notes for this program. So it'll be trailtalksa.co.za/2. All your contact details will be there. So if somebody is in Cape Town and they want to get into trail running, or perhaps they are running on their own at the moment but not feeling safe and they're looking for a group to join, I'll send them your way.
Yes, yeah, sure, definitely. They can feel free. And when you're down in Cape Town, please come and join us for a run on the mountain as well.
One of the things we love doing here on Trail Talk SA is chatting to medical practitioners who could have a massive impact on what you do out on the trails and in training and that sort of thing. And one of the things or aspects that I sort of see quite often that people neglect when it comes to sort of running and trail running is nutrition and what they put into their bodies before, during and after a run. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome Pippa Mullins onto the show. She's a dietitian who's in private practice just at the MME Dietitians in the Hobart Grove Centre, which is just off William Nicol in Bryanston in Johannesburg. Pippa, welcome on to Trail Talk SA. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me, Brad.
Pippa, am I correct in saying that a lot of people, when it comes to sort of sports nutrition and that, is they don't really put much thought into what they're doing? Is they sort of just focus on their training, but truthfully, what you put into your body can make a massive difference and sort of negatively or positively impact your performance.
It definitely can. I mean, it all depends on the distance or the time that you're running for. So obviously, shorter distances and shorter times, it doesn't have as much of an impact. So definitely, if you're doing more sort of endurance running, and obviously if it's very hot, then your nutrition and hydration plays a huge role in your performance.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the shorter ones. If I'm going out for a let's say I'm doing a 1 hour run or a half an hour run, is it going to make such a big difference with regards to sort of what I take in? Could I just do that basically on water and I've got enough stores in my body to sort of get through?
Yeah, so generally under an hour you should be okay on water and, like you say, with your stores, so what you've eaten before. Then you should generally be fine. It's when you go over an hour that you've got to take an extra nutrition.
Okay, and if we are going over an hour, what sort of stuff would you suggest?
Okay, so your body's primary source of energy is still carbohydrates, despite what the latest controversies tell us. But the evidence shows that you need carbohydrates, and that can be in the form of anything, whether it's a drink or a gel or a bar or a banana or whatever sort of agrees with you the most and is the most practical to consume on the run.
And Pippa, is it a case of sort of trial by error sort of thing that you need to sort of figure out what works for you because everybody's different, or is there a rule of thumb that you can go by?
There's generally a rule of thumb. So your more convenient options are those ones that are prepackaged for you. So you're getting like your bars and your gels and your chomps and those types of things. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're a superior source of carbohydrates. So, for example, a Marmite sandwich or banana or salty crackers could do a similar thing. They're obviously just less practical to take with you on a trail run.
I think about my dad. My dad used to run. I mean, he's done a whole bunch of comrades and used to run really long. And he just used to take a slab of chocolate. That was his sort of fuel for the day. Obviously, there's a lot easier ways to carry a melting slab of chocolate nowadays, aren't there?
Yes, exactly. So it's more about, when you say trial and error, it's more about what's easier to carry and eat on the run as opposed to what's going to enhance your performance. Because carbohydrates, the thing is, you just got to make sure you're getting enough in for the time that you're running.
That and that probably is the question: is how much is enough? Is there a way to figure out how much you need?
So there is quite a nice formula that I always tell my clients, and it's based on a lot of studies that have been done over the years. And the formula is to take roughly 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour of exercise. Now, if you translate that into actual food, a gel will give you about 25 grams. So in an hour, you might need to take a gel and then a few sips of whatever you're drinking. A bar is also about 23 grams. So you'd take a bar and then some sips of whatever carbohydrate drink you're drinking.
And then, so that makes sense. It does, but in saying that, if I look at myself as an example, would body weight come into that equation? I mean, I'm quite a big guy, and I'm really tall, but I'm quite heavy set as well. Would I need the same sort of carbohydrates that someone who maybe weighs 50 kilograms would?
So you would need a bit more, but remember, you've also got those stores that you've got that can help you. That would almost you can dip into if you don't eat or drink enough. And the bigger the person, the greater the stores as well.
Yeah, some of us definitely have more stores than others.
But, I mean, like I say, that formula or that guideline of 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour is quite a broad range. So a smaller person, or maybe the slower person, would be going for about 30, whereas the higher intensity or maybe even bigger person will go for close to the 50 or 60.
It's interesting you say that, because with the intensity, I mean, that's also obviously something that people don't factor in, that they just feel that they need it. But obviously, the lower the intensity you're running at, the less you're going to need?
Definitely, because, of course, the lower the intensity, the more you can rely on fat stores or fat reserves as your secondary energy source. So, whereas the higher the intensity, the more your body will rely on carbohydrates.
Okay, and that's obviously during exercise, but how important is it to sort of replenish those stores after exercise?
It really depends on when you're going to exercise again. So if you're going to be doing another run in, say, the next day, then very important to replenish. But if you're only going to be running on the Sunday and you're only going to run again on Wednesday, then not that important.
Okay, and what sort of stuff can you do? Let's say you are going to be doing something the next day. What's a good sort of way to replenish those fat stores?
I think everybody seems to just eat protein, and bring protein to repair their muscle cells. But what's actually the most important is, again, carbohydrates, because what you're trying to do there is replenish your stores. And then you have a little bit of protein with that to stimulate muscle recovery. So it's a combination of carbs and protein. So a good example there would be like a flavored milk, or even if you're going out for breakfast, kind of an egg on toast, or you can have cereal with milk, as long as you're getting that combination.
Okay, I like that. That it's so often you'll chat to somebody from a nutrition point of view and they're just talking carbs, and protein. But it's just good to hear sort of what the examples of what you can actually do.
Yeah, and it can just be normal food. It doesn't necessarily have to be the most expensive recovery drink that you buy off the shelf.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about flavored milk. I love. I mean, for me, one of my favorite things is a glass of chocolate Nesquik after a run.
Exactly. How simple is that?
Yeah. And the kids don't like it in the house, but I nick their Nesquik. So,
and then exactly, everyone's got it available.
Exactly.
And you could even just grab one of those off the shelf that you can buy. You don't necessarily have to wait till you get home and make your own Nesquik.
Yeah, absolutely. Pippa, thank you so much for chatting to us today. I think what we've touched on is a good sort of basics to start from and give a great sort of all-round as to what you should be doing. I'd love to catch up again in the future, and if anybody's got any questions, they're more than welcome to shoot them through to us. And I'd love to have you on again and chat more in depth about sort of what we put into our bodies and what we expect to get out of them.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It was great speaking to you.
Well, that's it for another episode of Trail Talk SA. Thank you for downloading and listening to this weekly podcast on the trail running scene in South Africa. My name is Brad Brown. Don't forget, if you want to be in touch, you can pop me an email. It is podcast@trailtalksa.co.za. If you know of anybody who would be interested in listening to this podcast, I would love it if you wouldn't mind sharing the links to this episode and maybe the previous one as well. And let's try and get as many people involved and engaged when it comes to trail running here in South Africa on this weekly podcast. Also, just to let you know, I've got an interview lined up with Professor Tim Noakes in a couple of weeks' time, and I'd love for you to submit your questions. So if you've got any questions you'd like me to ask the good prof, you can pop them on email to podcast@trailtalksa.co.za, or you can go to trailtalksa.co.za/ask the prof. So it's just trailtalksa.co.za/ask the prof. And who knows, I could be asking Professor Tim Noakes your question. Also, if you are interested in perhaps getting a digital subscription to the Modern Athlete magazine, they've been kind enough to offer our listeners a free subscription until the end of the year. All you need to do is go to trailtalksa.co.za/modernathlete, and you can claim your free subscription to Modern Athlete's DigiMag, and you can get the magazine straight onto your tablet, your PC, or your smartphone. It's as easy as that. Also, if you want to get in touch via the social media, you can. We're on Twitter @TrailTalkSA, or you can find us on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/TrailTalkSA. I look forward to chatting to you again next week, Wednesday. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, perhaps as guests you'd like us to chat to, please do be in touch. From myself, Brad Brown, we'll chat soon. Cheers.